It's been a while since we've talked. How are
Go
you?
Hawks!
Go Hawks! How about that victory?
Go Hawks! Yes, yes, yes. Watched the Hawks game last night in the comfort of the Club Lago.
Ah, very good. Very
yes,
good.
Yes, yes, yes. A banner crowd there once again. Banner crowd.
They get quite a crowd there, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yeah. I haven't seen many midgets, though. Other than that, it's a pretty good crowd.
It's sort of like the official headquarters, right?
The official of those who consider it official, yes. It is the place to go.
Of those who consider it official.
Yes.
Very
so
good.
So what else, Kamesh? How's your week?
It's good, Lou. I had
How are the tours going?
Three tours yesterday, and I actually have a day off today. So I'm kind of, it's working well.
Oh, really? You're going to come up to the Sovereign and
get
your face blown off?
I think that might be in my future, Lou.
All right. Hopefully you're turning Japanese by about 2:30.
Hey, Lou, it's Memorial Day weekend. Of course, you have a lot of memories of Memorial Day, don't you, in your years of service?
I was not in the service.
I didn't mean that kind of service, Lou. Hey-o! But no, you're a barbecue king, so I'm sure you've participated in many Memorial Day barbecues, yes?
So I have been told in my early days that's what we did, yes.
Well, Lou, if you can't remember...
Many Memorial Day started out with good intentions. Now I'm reduced to watching Hamburger Hill with John Wayne at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Lou, how would you define those good intentions? What are good intentions there?
Well, you know, young Lou had a propensity to get into a little trouble, a little hellraiser of sorts.
I see, young Lou.
Yes.
As opposed to now older, younger Lou, right?
Older, younger Lou, yes. Exactly.
Well, that's cool. So, you know, what would you be your assessment of the sports team? I think the Cub are, you know, you can't even insult them anymore. They're doing so well.
You know what? I'm very excited. You know, the Hawks won, so we're not into football season yet.
Right.
And I'm holding my breath on Chicago baseball.
Yes. Yeah.
Every time I chirp about Chicago baseball, I think it's going to be a fun year to watch.
You know.
And all the bottom falls out.
Now, did you hear that the Cub had thrown away a lot of their memorial bricks in front of the stadium there?
Yes, I saw that this week.
I don't know why they continue to create a weird karma at the cursed stadium. You know, they keep doing that. I don't understand it.
I don't, you know, one man gathers what another man spills, I guess. I don't know. Somebody should be grabbing those bricks.
Of course, the Ricketts are solving that by virtually buying every property in the neighborhood. That's a...
And you know what?
What?
I love to see it, and I hope they're paying top dollar.
Well, yeah. Why not? Why shouldn't a rich man get richer from another rich man, Lou?
Oh, stop it
yourself. They're tearing down the McDonald's, Lou. They're putting up a big hotel for the 1%.
Well, McDonald's sucks.
Well, that's a perfect segue into the sandwich review.
I visited an old friend this week.
You did, sir.
I did. I visited an old friend this week. I found myself over on Howard Street over by Western there.
Uh-huh.
And there was Bill's driving.
Ding, ding, ding.
And I went and I revisited the chili dogs at Bill's.
All right. Give us your rundown.
You know what? Part of the Lou Dixon sandwich review is consistency.
Yes.
And these chili dogs were just as tasty the first time as they were the second time, third time, fourth time. Yes.
Well, it's
yes,
good to hear. You know, the hard part of a chili dog to me, Lou, is the chili.
Taking a left-hand turn and keeping it in your right hand.
You can say that about masturbation, too, Lou. Jesus.
You're just cracking yourself up.
I thought you had left me, Lou, but...
left the house? You thought Lou Pinkman left the house? He's with Elvis.
So how is the chili at Phil's Drive-In?
You know what? It's a basic shitty chili. You know, it's got the beans in it and everything. I mean, I wouldn't go there for their chili, by no means.
But the combination...
They got a great dog. They got fresh onions they put on it. Well, they better have been fresh. It was 10:30 in the morning. you know, a couple of them. Yeah, it was a beautiful thing. I mean, right there.
All right. Lou, your spills rating on the...
I'm going to give it... Well, I definitely spill. I'm telling you that right now, listeners.
As opposed
to... There were some flicks of big beans going against me, going through the car here. So I'm going to give it a 3.25, 3.5, somewhere in there.
All right. And you're not talking about masturbation, neither.
No, not at all. Mass transportation, that's something for the future. That's where we're going to have the high-speed rail trains. We'll bring up mass transportation maybe next week when I can do a little research.
All right, sir. You're ready for your question of the week?
I am.
Which meat best represents the Memorial Day weekend and why?
Which meat?
Which meat?
I would have to say ground beef.
The ground beef, Lou. And why?
Because it's so versatile.
All right. It doesn't get any better than that, Lou.
All right. We will chat later. Have an outstanding week. And
Gilbert! This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Younger Lou Service. When you need younger Lou, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou's younger for you.